Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hey, if you've got a vegetable garden and you've got a lot of clay in it, then today's the day that you can break apart that clay. If you've got a vegetable or a flower bed that's got a lot of sand in it and you're watering and watering and watering, if you live near the beach or within a half an hour or even an hour's drive of the seashore and you know how to get to the water's edge, grab some trash bags, make yourself a picnic lunch or stop at the sub shop and get yourself a submarine sandwich and a can of tonic. Head down to the beach. There is seaweed every place. And this is the best organic matter that you can add to your vegetable garden. When I was growing up, my dad would do this. Whatever time of the year we had a nor'easter type storm, we would head down to the beach, rake up all that seaweed, bring it home, and at this time of the year, just lay it right on top of the garden. Just cover the garden. We used to put 3 to 6 inches of seaweed in the fall and early winter, and then in the spring, we would till it all in, and it's like adding peat moss to your soil, except that you're getting all of the goodness that Mother Nature has to offer in the water. This is the perfect growing condition for seaweed. All the nutrition is in that water. Mother Nature doesn't have to mix any Miracle-Gro to feed the seaweed. It's all in the water. And that is the perfect plant. And if you can add seaweed to your soils, it will make your soil beautiful. When we first moved to the home in Scituate, Massachusetts, my father rototilled a section, and we had about 3, maybe 4 inches of good topsoil. And after that, it was sand. And he used to water that garden almost every single night when he got home from work. Within a 3-year period, he was watering it once a week because we added so much seaweed and so much organic matter. The leaves went into it. The pine needles went into it. Whatever you put into it, it's going to give it right back to you. But if you're near the seashore, go get some of that seaweed off the beaches. Add it to your garden. And if you can't rototill it now, well, you don't want to because it's too wet right now. But it will help to give you a much, much better garden. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ted on the line who's calling about wandering onions.
Okay, Ted, good morning. Are the onions in your lawn?
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I've got to take you up on that seaweed thing. I've been putting it off for ages. But I want to tell you, I've got a couple of questions on wandering type Egyptian onions, they're called. But about a half an hour ago, I wanted to call, I want to mention before, I add a little bit of information. I've been wanting to pipe in for over a year or two. That fellow that called about putting some new garden spots in, gardening, he was talking about getting to the clay below, and you had cautioned him not to, make sure not to dig a hole into the clay, which of course is terrible and difficult to begin with, because the water will just sit in there and not drain out, and that's really super important information. I really enjoyed that, because I had that problem this past spring, confronted it when I put a whole new long asparagus bed in. And the question I wanted to add, a bit of information, I was talking to a guy at the farm office in Machias, Maine, been there for years, and he told me that they've done some test bores where the layer of clay on this area up here is at least 30 feet deep. 30 Whoa. Feet. And that's as far as they could go. And that was, you know, established tens of thousands of years ago. So, you know, it was really information. The information that what you was talking about a half an hour ago was very good. Question I got on the onions. I can really hear you with the radio so low. I can't hear anything. But I've got some wandering onions I planted, and then I went and spread them all around this past summer and tried to propagate more. There were little bulbuls and planted them. And the two questions I got is, I read that onions and garlic-type family will tend to ward off and deter borers from fruit trees. So I went and planted all my fruit trees. And the question, the other question I got, the big one, I got some of the wandering onions I got. Some of the onions, they're on top of the ground, and they're the size of, like, store onions. And I'm wondering, do they survive through the winter, or would it be best to try to just pick them? Or would they not go to waste and just survive right through the winter and continue on next spring to continue growing?
Well, they're not a real perennial bulb. I mean, some of them will survive, and it's going to depend on the winter itself. I mean, if you've got a nice blanket of snow that insulates that bulb so that once it freezes, it stays frozen, then it will be okay. But if it's going to freeze and thaw, and you get hot and cold temperatures, then you're going to end up losing it. I would rather that you dig them and eat some of them, and then save some, the smaller size ones, and just put them in your basement and someplace where it's going to stay cool and dry, and then next spring, replant those little bulblets. And that way you don't have to worry about it. I've left onions in my vegetable garden. When I go out to harvest, you get some that just haven't really done what they should. You know, they're only like a golf ball size. I'll say, oh, the heck with it. And I'll go back the next spring, and it's alive. But what happens is, instead of the second year, instead of it growing to become a bigger bulb, it produces foliage, and it goes right to seed. So your first year is your bulb, and your second year is the actual seed heads that it makes. So if you try leaving some and see what happens. But what I would do, just to help it from the sun heating it up during the day and then cooling off at night, if you could cover it with a mound of pine needles or shredded leaves or something like that, just so that there's no direct sun hitting it. And it acts just like a blanket. But I'd bring some in. I'd store them on the floor in your basement. If your garage doesn't get below freezing, then you can put them in your garage. But I live in Maine, and I know that with no heat, the garage is going to be as cold as it is outside. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Maureen on the line, who's got a question about some shrubs.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. It's so great to get through to you. I've called quite a few mornings trying to catch you. I don't know quite honestly what they're called, but bushes, green bushes, they're sort of needle-type things. They're green, and when they start growing in the spring and stuff, they're initially yellow on top. And like I said, I don't know exactly what they're called. They've been in front of the house since I bought the house, which is about 8.5, 9 years ago. And I need to cut them back. this summer I did really bad and did not, you know, get on top of it and keep them trim like I usually do. And they have really overgrown like 6 to 8 inches. And I'm afraid about how much to cut them back, probably go into that 6 to 8 inches, and they're bare. And I'm afraid to cut them back too much, and then I won't have anything left, or I'm going to end up with a bare spot. Just not too sure what to do and how to handle them.
Okay. You can remove as much as two-thirds of the green growth of that plant. So that if you've got, let's say, 6 inches of green foliage, you could remove 4 inches of it. If you've got a foot of green foliage on that plant, then you can remove as much as 8 inches of that. So two-thirds of the green can be removed, but you do need a third of the green still there, because that's where the buds are that's going to make the new growth, that's going to fill it in after you've pruned. And the best time to do a major pruning like that would be next March or early April, early to mid-April. The thing is, if you prune it back now and you're doing a drastic cut like that, every branch that you cut will have an open wound. And during the winter, when the wind blows across the yard, it's going to suck moisture out of that cut, just like a straw. And the moisture is going to come out of the plant, and then you could have a lot of dieback. So a major pruning is best done in the early spring. And again, two-thirds of the green foliage can... For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Do you?
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bonnie on the line, who is calling about white pine blister rust.
Bonnie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. My question is there absolutely anything we can do about white pine blister rust? We have already cut down one of our trees. They're about 15 feet tall, planted as seedlings, and now we see that in probably three more, and it's already on the trunk of the tree, not just the branches. Is there anything we can do?
Wow, I'm not sure on that, Bonnie, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I want you to send me an email. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T.
Uh-huh.
At Roadrunner, all one word, pparent at roadrunner.com.
Okay.
And I'll do a little bit of research. I'm not sure on this, and I don't want to give you the wrong information.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll look through some of my college textbooks, and I'm sure I'm going to find something there.
Well, hopefully.
And I've been
online looking, too, and I find that we can do nothing. We have about 80 trees. Good windbreak. Hate to lose them, but maybe you can help me, and I will send you an email.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bonnie. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
And thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
And you too. Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Walter on the line who has a couple questions, one about yellow jackets and also about daisies.
Okay. Walter, good morning.
Welcome to the Garden Club. I've got a lady friend of mine who has yellow jackets that are getting into her shed, and the nest is about 12 by 18. How does she get rid of them?
Okay. What I would do, the best thing, so the nest is inside the tool shed itself, right?
Right.
Okay. The best thing to do is to get a flea and a tick bomb that you would use for your house if you have pets and you're getting fleas in your carpet or couches. And I would get one of these bombs. I would put it in the tool shed, close the windows, close the door as tight as you can possibly do it. And I would even try and put like some duct tape around the edges of the door to try and hold that smoke in there.
Okay.
And just set the bomb, and 2 hours later open it up so that you can go back in there, and that should kill all of the yellow jackets.
Okay. That was called flea and tick spray.
Flea and tick bomb.
Okay.
It's an aerosol can.
Right.
You press down on the lever and it locks.
Okay.
And all of this this mist comes out, and it creates a fog that penetrates everything, and it will kill everything in that tool shed, believe me.
Okay. I've heard. Now, my next question. Favorite of yours, Montauk daisies.
Yes.
What do we do with them now? And what do we do next spring?
2 weeks ago, I cut mine down to about 15 inches and just chopped them right down. And when you look at what's left, that 15 inches of stems, it's full of buds for next year. And I just leave them alone. But I cut them down because I want to control the size. And in the spring, I may cut them down again to maybe a foot. I let them come up. And the 4th of July, I cut back the new growth that that plant made anywheres from a third to 50%. And I end up with a mushroom cap shape instead of this huge mound, because this year, with all the rain and lack of sun we had, my Montauk daisies went from a foot to almost 4 feet. And if I hadn't cut them in June and the 4th of July, they would have probably been 5 feet tall. But the 4th of July, depending on the height, I cut them back anywheres from a third to 50%, and it ends up producing more branches, but they stay shorter, and that way they don't fall over with the weight of the flowers. But for now, chop them back to 15 inches. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrott Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829, That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number, 800-259-9231. Coming up at 9:30, we will have, I have a great pleasure. I have coming up at 9:30 my oldest listener. I've been on the radio for 25 years, and this young lady started listening when the show first started. And she's going to turn 100 this year. So I thought we'd give her a call and wish her a happy birthday. So if you're going to be around, listen in to our oldest listener. Jared, who's up next?
Sorry about that. Up next we have Dana on the line who's calling about strawberries.
Dana, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. I just wanted to say that my husband and I enjoy your show very much. Thank you for all the great information. And I have an established strawberry bed that has gotten a little bit out of hand. The plants are packed in there at this point. And I had taken some of the runner plants and placed them in another bed. And it happened to be a bed where there were tomatoes growing. And that was before I learned that you shouldn't put strawberries into a bed where tomatoes had grown due to a fungus, I think it was, in the soil. And so what I'm wondering at this point is how to establish, you know, reestablish the strawberry bed and then to eradicate the strawberries that I put in the other bed to make room for another crop.
Okay. You don't have to buy new strawberries. Growing up, my dad always had strawberries, and he would keep the bed for about 3 years. We would plant them the first year. We would pick off the first cluster of flowers that would develop on the plant to give it a chance to really get caught, and then we would have strawberries. And then the second year, it was thicker, and we would pick as needed. The third year, we would pick, but now they really started to get dense. The spring of the fourth year, as soon as the strawberries began to produce growth, we would go into the bed and we would use a pitchfork and we would dig it up and say we needed 50 plants. We would try and select the best 50 plants that were there and then throw everything else away, recondition the bed, and then take the 50 plants that we saved, and we would reestablish the bed with those 50 so that you don't have to buy new plants every 3 years. Just wait until the spring, dig them, and then replant them, and they'll do very, very well. My dad always did that. We always had plenty of strawberries, and with five kids, it didn't take long, and it worked very well. But all we did is late March, when we saw that the buds were starting to swell, early April, we could see green happening, we would just look at the plants, select the best ones, dig those out first, put them aside, and then dig up everything else, throw it into the compost pile. We'd add a little bit of lime, we'd add some cow manure or some compost, and then we would take the plants and space them every 15 inches, I guess, in staggered rows. Put down some straw or some pine needles if we couldn't get any straw. And that would help to minimize the weeds. It also kept the berries clean so that if you do get a lot of rain, the mud wasn't splashing on top of the berries because there was straw that they laid under. And it also helped the strawberries to do better during the heat of summer because it acted like mulch on top of the bed, holding the water in the soil a lot longer. So if you do that, Dana, you'll be in great shape. And don't worry about fungus problems and all that. If we have a normal spring, everything will be fine. Last year was the exception, 20-plus inches of rain. The coldest summer we've ever had, the cloudiest summer we've ever had. You know, everything from now on is uphill. No more downward spiral. Got to think positive. Thank you, Dana. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Susan, who's got a question about organic tick control.
Okay, Susan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. I enjoy your show very much. Been listening for years. You're welcome. My problem is that I took two of my dogs to the groomer yesterday, and she pulled 45 ticks off of them. So they are on front line, but I didn't know if there was some type of an organic or non-toxic product you could recommend for my yard.
Well, there is a product called, I think it's Damarex, D-A-M-A-R-I-X. And the company, I think, is from the Boston area. And what their product is, you open up the package, and it looks like empty toilet paper tubes. You know, the little cardboard cylinders. And in the cylinders, they're filled with cotton. And the cotton has pyrethrum. And pyrethrum is a pesticide made the chrysanthemum plant. And they soak this cotton in the pyrethrum, and you take these rolls and you broadcast them around your property. And this is something that you do in the spring. And what happens is the mice will pull the cotton out of this roll, and they'll make their nests with it, because the ticks will go from the mice to deer and other animals. And once the ticks fall off the mouse, then they die. And it's a very good way of doing it. But I think it's Damarix, D-A-M-A-R-I-X. If you can't find it, send me an email, and I'll get a website for you. And my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com, and we'll try and work that out. Other than that, if you can find pyrethrum, and some of the garden centers have it. See, normally by now it's cold enough, and all the ticks have died and due to the cold weather. But it's been relatively warm, and even here in Maine, we've had 50-degree temperatures when we should be getting 40s and 30s. I'm not complaining. But because it's been warmer than normal so far, these insects are still very, very active. I have four dogs, and I know what you're going through. But look at Damarix. And again, if you can't find it, send me an email, and I'll get you the website, and you can get more information on it. But that would be the closest, or pyrethrum. Other than that, Bayer has something called Complete. It is a chemical, but boy, does it do a good job, and it will knock them right out very, very quickly. And this Bayer Complete is either a liquid or a powder that you put down with a spreader or with a bottle sprayer that you attach to the end of your hose, and you spray it where my dogs are in the backyard. It's all mowed grass, but all the way around the fence is all fields and woods where there's a lot of ticks. So twice a year, once in the spring, and then again in September, I use the Bayer Complete. I spray the yard itself, and then I spray over the fence as far as I can to give me a buffer. And it really does make a big, big difference. We only pick a few ticks here and there. But try this Damarix company, and if not, then give me a call. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Lucille on the line, who's calling about her hydrangeas.
Lucille, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a whole row. I'm on Cape Cod, a whole side of my house along the fence. I have hydrangeas. They have grown so big now that they're crowding one another. And I haven't taken the dead bulbs off, buds off yet. Can I cut those back?
I would rather that you cut off the dead flowers and leave it alone. And then in March or April, then you can cut them. If you cut them now, you're going to have an open cut that will not create a scab because the plant's dormant. And you're going to have a lot of dehydration, and you could end up losing a lot of those branches, and not only losing that branch, but losing all of the flower buds for next year. So in the fall, remove all of the dead flowers so that if you do get a heavy, wet snow, the weight of the snow on the flower doesn't snap the branch and break it. Then in the spring, that's when you would cut it back, but not until late March or during April. And that will control the size of the plant without affecting the overall bud count on your plant. But if you cut it back now, you're going to lose most of your flowers.
I see, because they're huge. And they're so big that they're crowding each other.
Yeah, exactly. And see, this past summer, Lucille, we had 20 inches of rain.
Oh,
we had a lot of cloudy weather. And it was cool. So what happened was the plant was stretching for the sun. So they grew more than they normally do because of the stretching and the lack of sunshine. And now what will probably happen in the spring is if you don't cut them back some, the when the flower happens, it's going to be so heavy on the skinny stem that all the flowers are going to pull the branches to the ground and they won't be straight up in the air. They'll all be laying down because of the weight of the flower. So pruning in the spring is something that would be recommended.
Okay.
And Lucille, I thank you for the call. Okay. Bye-bye. If you'd like more information on hydrangeas, in the spring we'll be doing stories on hydrangeas in the email newsletter. And if you'd like to receive an email newsletter, go to paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, paulparent.com. At the bottom of the front page, it says sign up for an email newsletter. Put in your email address, hit submit, and Thanksgiving week, the first edition comes out. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Shirley on the line who's got a few questions for you about a maple, hemlock, and a tall hedge.
Okay, Shirley, go ahead. Shoot.
Good morning. Normally we put our maple leaves, chop them up and put them in our vegetable garden, but this year they've got those black tarry spots, which I guess is a fungus, and we want to know, can we put those in the vegetable garden?
Yes.
Yes, no problem.
No problem, because what's going to happen is when you rototill the leaves into the ground or pitchfork it in, the bacteria in the ground is going to kill that fungus, and it will turn that leaf into beautiful, beautiful organic matter. We're coming up to a break, Shirley. You hold on, and we'll take your other two questions. And if you need some help with your garden, dial 800-259-9231. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's radiusgarden.com.
Air. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons
gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Actually, we still have Shirley on the line with a couple more questions, I believe.
Oh, that's right, Shirley. Yes, good.
We have a hemlock hedge that's probably 12 feet high, and it has gotten too tall for my husband to trim, and we'd like to cut it back somewhat. How much can we cut off and not damage the plant?
Well, you could take off 2 or 3 feet, and it shouldn't be a problem, height-wise. Now, width-wise, you know, he wants to shear it, but when he prunes the sides of that plant, he has to have green still on the plant. If he takes all of the green foliage off, he'll have just sticks, and you could end up losing that hedge. So as long as he does it every year and he leaves green foliage, green needles, still on that plant, shouldn't be a problem. Height-wise, in the early spring, in March, if you can do it as early as possible, especially before the new growth comes in, he can go in there and he could take a couple of feet off, even 3 feet off that plant. And it's going to take all year, but the top of that plant will eventually fill in and it will be beautiful. But again, you've got to prune the height early in the year before the sap moves upwards. And that way the energy that does go to the top of the tree will break the dormant buds. It'll make some new growth. And by the end of the year, the top of your plant will be beautiful again.
Okay.
And what was your third question, Shirley?
On the property edge, we have a plant called Tall Hedge because we try and block out the view of our neighbor's backyard. But they're about 15 or 20 years old, and they're beginning to die. Is there any other plant that's tall and thin that we can replace that with, or should we just replace it with more tall hedge?
Where do you live?
In Saco.
You live? Oh, you live in Maine, in Saco, Maine.
Yes.
And how tall do you want the plant to eventually be?
Well, these only grow, I think, about 15 to 20 feet tall. I don't think they grow any taller than that.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you want to keep them at that range, I would consider either arborvitaes or Canadian hemlock. Canadian hemlock, you like your existing hedge, you can do that. Arborvitaes are going to stay narrow. And if you get the Canadian arborvitae, you should not have any problem. Arborvitae, you would put them every 4 feet. You would dig a hole, put in a pyramidal arborvitae, dig another 4 foot from that, do another hole. And the difference between tall hedge and arborvitae, tall hedge loses its foliage during the winter, while arborvitae will stay green, and that would give you privacy year-round. And I don't think that you would really have a problem with that. The one thing that you should ask around, and maybe you know, is deer love arborvitae. So in your neighborhood, is there a problem with deer? If the answer is yes, then you can look to growing an upright form of juniper. And there are some beautiful upright varieties that you can keep at like 8 or 9 or 10 feet to give you privacy just by pruning it every single year, or let them get up to be 15 foot. The juniper is going to grow a little bit slower than the arborvitae, but the deer will not eat it. So there's a few choices for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Shirley. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Doris on the line, who's got a couple things for you. Firstly, about clay in the soil.
Okay, Doris,
yes.
Tell me what's happening.
Well, I'm from Redlands, California, and my garden up in Yucaipa, we had clay. And so for years I've been doing different things. And no matter how much you rototill clay, it just compacts back down again. And so the hills really were a good thing. And plus in the wintertime, when we had the slight little dusting of snow, it added interest in the garden because it had little hills with snow on top. And, but not only is water a problem in the wintertime, but, because clay kind of packs back down when you would water the trenches, it would compact down too, and the water would just run off. So,
Doris, why don't you hold on? We're coming up on a break, and we'll be right